According to the general staff data, the enemy does not stop conducting offensive operations in the eastern operational zone. The situation in Volyn and Polisia directions has not changed significantly. In Siversky direction, the enemy launched airstrikes on objects in the areas of Zapsilia, Myropilia and shelled artillery near Kindrativka in Sumy region. In Kharkiv direction, the occupiers fired on the areas north and northeast of Kharkiv, as well as the populated localities of Rusky Tyshki, Cherkosky Tyshki, Ruska Lozova, Pytomnik, Borshchova, and Paramoha. In Slovyansk direction, the enemy regroups troops to resume the offensive in the directions of Izium, Barvinkov, Izium, Slovyansk. To ensure aviation support for the units in the area north of Izium in Kharkiv region, the enemy keeps a Ka-52 helicopter squadron ready. As part of the logistics support and replenishment of the units that suffered losses, the enemy redeployed more than 250 units of weapons and military equipment to the temporarily occupied localities. To make the redeployment of its troops and equipment more efficient, the Russian army restored a railway bridge in the area of Kupiansk, Kharkiv region. In Donetsk direction, the aggressor's units focus on offensive operations to encircle Ukrainian troops in Lysychansk and Severodonetsk districts and to block the main logistics routes. In Lyman direction, the enemy gains a foothold in Lyman, regrouping for a further attack on Slovyansk. In Severodonetsk direction, the Russians gain a foothold on the northeastern and southeastern outskirts of Severodonetsk. To strengthen the group, ammunition and equipment were redeployed from the territory of Russia to certain areas. In Bakhmut direction, Russian troops regroup to further advance towards Oleksandropol, Komyshevaka. In Zaporizhia direction, the aggressor strengthened the group by redeploying up to 120 weapons and military equipment units from Melitopol area towards Vasilivka. In the southern Bakhmut direction, the enemy continues to focus the main efforts on holding the occupied frontiers, restraining the Ukrainian troops and preventing the defense forces' reserves from being redeployed to other directions. To compensate for the losses, Russian troops redeploy military equipment removed from storage from the territory of Russia and the temporarily occupied Crimea. In Kryvyi Rih direction, the enemy continues firing artillery on the Ukrainian positions and carrying out counter-battery activities. Over the past 24 hours, 14 enemy attacks were repulsed in Donetsk and Luhansk directions. 2 artillery systems, 11 armored personnel vehicles, 10 enemy vehicles were destroyed. The air defense units downed 2 cruise missiles and 3 Kub UAVs. The Air Force fighters downed 2 enemy UAVs over Sumy region. The Ukrainian aircraft also launched an airstrike on the occupiers' units in the area of Dovank. The enemy suffered losses in other directions as well. Natalia Tolib.